This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's literally unbelievable, but it's right in front of my eyes. I just went down there to where the house used to be, and I wasn't down there very long, but the only thing I found left was a ceramic teapot that I made in high school.
It is like Dante's Inferno, the Woolsey Fire and the Camp Fire in Northern California. So the North and the South both suffering human tragedy and personal property damage. It is still raging right at this moment. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There are other fires that are burning of a political kind. We'll get to those. There was a weekend in Paris for the president, and then there's some challenges coming back to the U.S. He is back home. But let's talk about the 30-some dead in the California fires, and this is what's happened in the last handful of days. You've got the Camp Fire, which has equaled the deadliest fire in California history. Six more bodies uncovered on Sunday night. There's one town in particular. It's called Paradise. It's an amazing place. I've been through there, and it is no longer, pretty much. It's ripped to shreds. The deadliest fire since the Golden State, since the Tunnel Fire killed 25 in Alameda. You have to go back to 1999 to give you a perspective on this. They're finding people in houses, in cars, trying to escape, tires burned, and cars burning up so they couldn't get away from the fire. I saw a little video clip that somebody sent to me where a woman was in a car and she was crying hysterically because on both sides of her, it was like a movie. She was trying to escape the fire. She did escape, but a lot of ash had hit the car, etc. And you say, well, why does this happen? Because there weren't some mandatory evacuations, then there were others, and it's the winds that suddenly shift. And this is what the firemen are battling, and firewomen, the parched conditions, the heavy winds, just struggling against these two incredible fires that have destroyed so many houses. And you heard the guy at the top talking about coming back. There's nothing. You know, there's nothing there. You find one little trinket if you're lucky. Governor Jerry Brown asked the White House to issue a major disaster declaration because it'll bolster their efforts, the emergency efforts, to rescue as many Californians as they can. The percent that's contained of the campfire is 75 or 25% contained. And then for the Woolsey Fire, which is down by Thousand Oaks in Malibu in particular, it is 10% contained. 10% contained. You just see black and red in the sky. That's what you see. And places that I've been, places where I just was when I broadcast from California, the entire city of Calabasas under mandatory evacuation orders. The areas in Thousand Oaks, mandatory evacuation a couple of days ago. Malibu burning to the ground. So Shannon Daugherty, Robin Thicke, their houses, poof, gone. Gone, gone, gone. The Santa Ana winds are back, and they're forecast through Tuesday. They picked up heavily on Sunday. So you see large plumes of smoke in the sky. I mean, it is nasty, twisted, awful, awful business. And tough, tough, tough to put out. And that's what they're in the process of doing, trying to put out the fire. You got to really feel for those people because it's got to be scary when you race to grab whatever you can and just get out of there. Grab the medication, grab whatever you have. And just get out of there. And that's exactly what it was like for most people. What can I grab? How do I get out of here? Right? The president was verbally tongue-lashed by Macron, the French president, world leaders were gathered in Paris to recognize the significance of World War I on the 100-year anniversary of the exact day to the end of the First World War. So think of it, 100 years. Macron, who criticized the president's America First foreign policy, said something about nationalism. He said nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. There were world leaders that were on hand. Vladimir Putin, the German Chancellor Merkel was there, and went on to say nationalism is our interest first. Who cares about the others? So this was marking the centennial of the armistice that ended World War I. Macron also told fellow leaders they have a huge responsibility to defeat modern forces that threaten a legacy of peace from the two world wars of the past century. Now, he didn't refer specifically to Trump, but it was clear because Trump made that nationalist comment not too long ago, and this was a swipe in his direction. There's no question about that. No question. He visited an American grave site where soldiers were buried, and then eventually he flew back to the United States, and that was it. You know, after a luncheon with other world leaders, he went to the World War I cemetery and then back on Air Force One to head back to Washington, D.C. No word on any kind of specific conversations that were had with anybody. There wasn't a lot of time, but there could have been a few conversations. Who knows? Nobody was releasing anything about that at all. So while that's going on at home, there's some arguments about the results of a couple of elections. For example, in Florida, have they decided much of anything? A Senate seat, governorship up for grabs, and some conversation about what is going on in Florida when it comes to voting. What are they thinking? What is happening? It makes no sense. It makes no sense to me that we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We can't get this stuff right, especially in Florida. It is a constant tug of war with ballots and frauds and recounts, and there's recounts underway. So, of course, you're going to have tensions rise. What does this feel like? It feels like the 2000 election to me. Give us results that we can count on. They're at least close, for goodness sake. So much time to get ready, and yet so much screwing up. So, of course, that sets off the chain of protests, litigation, all of that drama kicked up again. They even admitted Broward County that they counted 22 absentee ballots that had been rejected. Can somebody fix this? So now it's a machine recount in all the counties, by the way. Unofficial results showed Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis led Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum by 0.41%, 41 percentage points in the election for governor. Not enough. In the Senate race, Rick Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson, 0.14 percentage points. State law says a machine recount has to happen where the margin is less than 0.5 percentage points. Wow, that's a lot of numbers, isn't it? Numbers! We're doing that next year on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Into numbers, and boy, there are a lot of numbers flying around. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is We Can Count. Another version of it. We have some sad numbers and some interesting numbers. I guess that's a good way to put it. But I say that so much that we talk about does boil down to numbers, whether it's numbers of votes in politics, whether it's numbers of acres burned in these horrific fires, whether it's numbers that lead you to a victory in a sporting event, whether it's negative numbers when it comes to the economy, and the list goes on and on, people. Numbers just pop out at me, and it's funny because as a kid, I don't think I was really looking at numbers. Now I pay attention to numbers all the time. So let's dive into some of those numbers right here from the get-go. And when I look at this number, it really pops out at me. And this number has to do with the wildfires that we've been talking about and how many acres are burned. And that number is going to keep changing. And that's the number that we look at when we look at fires, you know, the death toll, the structures, 6,700 structures destroyed. That is a very, very big number. The campfire in Butte County, north of Sacramento, most destructive, I've mentioned that, has charred so many acres. You know, you got to think about this. This impact of it has been felt to the San Francisco Bay Area, about 150 miles away. You got smoky air blanketing the area, And we're talking about 109,000 acres. If we go to the south in L.A. and Ventura counties, the Woolsey Fire has brought in some crazy things. 83,000 acres scorched, just 10% contained. 10% contained. They're calling it the Hill Fire in Ventura County, north of Malibu. It's burned 4,500 acres, 70% contained. 70% contained. What people always want to know is, why do these fires jump out so quickly? Why does it happen? And what happens is, you get these dry conditions, and it's ripe for fires. So lack of rain, warm weather, vegetation bone dry, increasing winds. There is always the likelihood that something sparks and it's created. That's what it's about. That's why that happens. The American Red Cross is giving some assistance and help to affected areas for the shelters, everything. There's ways to help. People have asked me that. You just go to redcross.org. Redcross.org, or text the word Red Cross to 90999. And whatever you can donate, they are helping people. And it's so eerie to see the fire from above and watch it. And because I've been sent so many videos, so many pieces of what this fire looks like, wow, it has got to be crazy, just crazy to be in the middle of that. All right, how about this? The number of U.S. homes over $1 million are on the rise. Yes, the it's increased by more than 400,000 this year. That's the largest since the housing price recovery started in 2012. And not surprisingly, many of the units are sold in California. They have the most in the country. Now some of them are lost because of the fire. But a million or more. There are roughly 15,000 larger neighborhoods around the country that have the median home values of that. And two-thirds of them are in California. So like San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Honolulu has a few of those. San Diego, Seattle, Long Island, if you look at the population and then what the numbers are, that would prove out there that that would be the cost of what the home is. Veterans Day, I want to say thanks to all the veterans who have served, and there are so, so many. You get some free meals, my friends, on Monday. You might have gotten them on Sunday as well. It's great to offer these discounts to, I think, to veterans, especially if they're going out anyway. But, you know, I'm looking at some of the potential things to take advantage of, and there are a lot of them. And so when I say that, here's a few of them you can look at. And Sunday, some of these were in effect too, but, like the IHOP, you can get free pancakes, for example. If you go to Wendy's, they've got freebies on burgers. And some of the other places, some of the other spots, and it just continues to grow every year, included, like if you go to Home Depot and you normally get this, a 10% off your bill, which, hey, always helps, a couple of dollars here or there, right? That makes a big difference. And people forget that, you know, so Sunday comes and goes, but Monday is the day where a lot of people recognize it. So the Creamistry, 50% off any single item on Monday. Boy, that place is good. Famous Dave's free two-meat lunch combos on Monday. That's still in effect for a veteran. There's Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. You get a free combo meal good through November 30th. Ooh, that's pretty nice, right? Did you ever eat at Friendly's? When I was a kid, we used to go to Friendly's. They would give people those giant sundaes. You couldn't believe how much ice cream was in it. And they've got free big to-do breakfast or free all-American burger meals for lunch or for dinner. And as I said, the list goes on and on. I'll give you one more. Grimaldi's Pizzeria, 15% off. 15% off Grimaldi's. They've got a Grimaldi's by me, and I hope veterans take advantage of some of those deals if they're going to be out there anyway and they're looking to meet people. Make sure you check that and take advantage of it. How's that? Mm. Speaking of taking advantage of it, you know, you've got these crazy things that are happening when it comes to gift giving that involve technology. Some of them are just inventions that work well in the kitchen. It just kind of depends on what you're looking for. One of the things that I know people talk about is a KitchenAid. And now you've got these giant 5-quart stand mixers. Give me a mixer. So I was looking at it, and they say that it's got 8,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. So I'm thinking some of those people must be telling the truth. It looks like a really slick kind of kitchen aid. If you're making a lot of cookies, making a lot of variety, that certainly would help. And then there is the Ninja. We have the Ninja. And what will the Ninja run you? That depends. There's all kinds of deals about the for the powerful 90-watt motor packed into a compact machine. That's why they call it the Ninja. And the Ninja has some good deals. 900 watts. It seems like it would be more than 900 watts, doesn't it? Seem like it would be more than that? What do I know? But anyway, regardless, something to check out when you talk about tech, when you talk about what people want, because there are certain people you do gift. And that's always tricky, isn't it? It's easier when you're a kid. It's easier with certain family members, but it doesn't get any easier from there. Anton Gunn has been on this show. We talked to him a while ago about his brother who died in the coal. A shocking moment to get that phone call for him. He talks about how proudly his brother served and his latest book. And then also a conversation with Steve Forbes, because my book is finally out. And he talked to me about my book coming out and how he wanted to read it. It's called Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. Woohoo! Or Barnes & Noble or wherever books are sold. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California continues to deal with an outbreak of deadly fires. The campfire destroyed nearly the entire town of Paradise. there's only three roads leading out of the mountainous town. The Skyway is the main road, and it runs along the spine of a long ridge with steep canyons all around. The high winds didn't allow for aerial support, and the gridlock caused some people to burn alive in their vehicles and their homes. So far, 25 people have died, and 100 people are still missing. West of Los Angeles, two separate fires are raging. L.A. County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says that crews are mindful of the often unpredictable winds.
There's a lot of fuel that has not burned, that we're concerned about the fire jumping out and coming behind us and burning parts of this area that have not burned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Pleasure to be joined by Anton Gunn, who, boy, we have people in common, Greg. I was so psyched when I brushed up to him at the Authority Summit in Charleston.
Brushed up? Were there spilled drinks in this brush up?
No.
Or, I mean,
no, somebody,
that's so visual.
I was right near him at a dinner, and people know me that are listening to this, and somebody introduced us, and all of a sudden I realized he's a member of the National Speakers Association,
Okay.
And I'm the president of the National Speakers Association in Dallas, and we knew a lot of mutual people.
And Anton is, his company is the president, well, you are the presidential leadership specialist.
That's what I am.
Kate is a president.
She is.
Yes.
And I can definitely specialize in helping her to be a better president.
So you
nice.
You can add her to the list of presidents that you have had a close working
yes,
relationship with.
I can add her.
Tell us about some of the presidents you've worked with.
Okay, so I'll start backwards and go forwards.
Okay.
So the first encounter as a 17-year-old, I was able to meet Vice President Dan Quayle at an event in Norfolk, Virginia, and I was a 17-year-old. I won't tell the long story, but it involves the Secret Service in not a good way.
Ooh.
And me.
Ooh.
And I learned a valuable lesson from George Herbert Walker Bush and Dan Quayle.
Literally,
as
like
a 17.
From them,
yes.
Like they taught you a lesson.
Well, the Secret Service that works for them taught me a
okay,
lesson.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I learned a lot. The context for me was about.
Okay, what did you do?
Come on. We're not going to, like, not ask,
come
what
on,
did you do?
You do? What
okay, so the long story short, my dad was a Navy veteran. I come from a long family of military men, and my father was in the Navy. He went to Desert Storm while I was 17 years old. I was being recruited by every college in the country to play football, and I wanted my dad to go on my visits with me as I made my decision where I was going to school. But he went to war. And when he went to war, George Herbert Walker Bush sent Dan Quayle around the country to do speeches to tell family members to support their loved ones during the war. And so he says he's coming to Norfolk, Virginia. He's going to give this great speech about why we needed to stop Saddam Hussein and why it was important for my dad and his ship to go be a part of the campaign to protect Kuwait. But I didn't care about any of that because I'm 17. Okay?
And he's your dad.
And he's my dad.
Come on,
my dad.
He's your
dad. I want to play football.
And you're going to play football.
That's right. That's all I cared about. So he gets there. And he's walking in, getting ready to go up on stage.
He is Dan Quayle.
Yes, Dan Quayle. And so a reporter says to me, what are you here for? I said, because my dad's on the ship. And she says, well, don't you wonder why President Bush is not here? I says, yeah, I do wonder why President Bush is not here. He's the one that made the decision. He's the executive that made the decision to send our troops to war. He should be here. And the reporter says, well, don't you think it's really funny that he sent Dan Quayle? I was like, no, he's the vice president. He's the second best. He's the number two leader of our nation. She said, but he was a draft dodger during Vietnam, and he didn't go to war. And I said, say what? And she says, yeah. And so I'm this 17-year-old kid, happy that my dad's
on
the war.
I'm afraid now.
Yes, you should be. 17-year-old kid. I'm 6'5". I'm 225 pounds. Hearing Dan Quayle give this speech about supporting the troops and why we should go to war, and I felt like he was a hypocrite, that he wants my dad to go and serve, but he couldn't serve. So I'm getting more and more angry. And I'm a hip-hop kid, so I got Public Enemy playing in the back of my mind. Right? I'm ready to do something. So he finishes his speech. He comes down the stairs, and he does what all presidential leaders do. He walks the rope line, and he's shaking hands.
Tell me you didn't tackle
so
him.
I said,
tell me you didn't tackle him.
It's close.
Okay.
So I said, I want to give him a piece of my mind. I don't appreciate the lack of authenticity of you not going to war but wanting my dad to go. So as he's walking down the rope line, I use my 6'5 frame and elbows to move my way up into the rope line. And I'm standing there, and when he comes by, I'm going to shake his hand and tell him how important my dad is to me. And he gets to me, and he holds out his hand, and I shake his hand. But like typical politicians on a rope line, he's not looking at me. He's talking to somebody else. So he's giving them all the attention. He's not paying me any attention. And so I'm getting frustrated that he's talking to somebody else and not talking to me. But I'm holding his hand. So I squeezed his hand, and I snatched his arm, and I screamed at him, I want my... And before I could get the third word out of my mouth, I got tackled by two Secret Service agents who drug me out of the room and put me in the car. And they found out that I was just an angry 17-year-old kid who wanted his dad to be with him on his recruiting visits, and they let me go. But the lesson that I teach with that is that as a leader, if you lead an organization, you should always show up. Never send a substitute to deliver difficult news to the people that you lead.
Yep.
And so that's the first principle that I teach for any leader in any organization, that when it comes to making difficult decisions, you got to make them, and you should show up to deliver the news. Never send a surrogate. The second lesson is always be careful of the press in the media, because that reporter hyped me up and made me make a bad decision that really could have ended up in a worse place for me.
Right. So did this story end up being in the media?
Photos? Not at all. Not at all.
So that reporter totally failed.
Yes.
She hyped you up didn't
even get the scoop.
What a loser.
Yes.
Who was that?
Yeah.
That's better for him than
it was. I would not be doing the things that I was doing today had that gone the other way.
You know what other lesson I take away from this? And then we're going to move on to your other presidents.
Sure.
My other lesson is do not mess with Anton Gunn.
That's a good mess.
Look at his guns. And you know what? And
I got big guns.
He shakes his hand much nicer now.
Yes.
He said that. When he talked about he wanted to play football, Greg, what you don't know, but I know, is you cannot believe, I know we're going to go through presidents, you can't believe the people he played football with that have peppered different rosters in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah,
and he played for South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, yes, a lot of Gamecocks in the NFL, played with a lot of great guys. And a beautiful experience. And so I made that decision after that event, went to South Carolina to play football. And my second president, of course, is William Jefferson Clinton. And it's an unfortunate experience of how I got to meet him on October 20th, 2000. 8 days before October 20th, my younger brother, Sharon, who joined the Navy just like my father did, was killed in a terrorist attack aboard the USS Cole on October 12, 2000. And that devastated me. It devastated my family. I was angry. I had all kinds of questions about what was going on in the world. Because remember, this is before 9/11. This is before all of that. And so most of us didn't know who Al-Qaeda was or Osama bin Laden. It was like peaceful. The only thing bad that happened in 2000 was Y2K. And everybody was worried about their computers not working. Yes. But otherwise, it was a great year. But my brother was killed on a Thursday morning at 11:18 a.m. in Yemen on the other side of the world. And my life and my family was devastated. And we had no answers. And we were very angry. I was yelling at a lot of military officers about how could something like this happen? The ship is a billion-dollar ship with all kinds of weaponry on it. How do you let two men in a skiff pull up beside a boat and blow a 40-by-40-foot hole to kill my brother and 16 of his shipmates and injured 39. I didn't understand. I was very angry. And I was demanding answers. And none of the leaders there could give me answers. The Admiral of the United States Navy couldn't give answers. The captains and commanders couldn't give answers. And we were brought to a hall in Norfolk, Virginia, where I grew up. And we were put in this room, and they told us to stay here. You're going to get some answers. And I was like, well, I want some answers, and I want them now.
How old are you?
I'm, at this time, 27 years old.
Oh, so you're even beyond college.
Yeah, beyond college. Okay. I'm out of college. And in walks the door is Bill Clinton as president of the United States. And what I didn't know, he was in Egypt 16 hours before trying to negotiate peace between Palestine and Israel, some accord that they were trying to put together. And he got on a plane and flew 16 hours straight from Egypt to Norfolk, Virginia, and came right in, bloodshot eyes, walked in and says, I want to answer all of your questions about what happened. And the lesson that I took away from that is that a leader always shows up when the people are in need. And he showed up for me, and he stood there with me and my mom and my brothers, and he talked to us for 20 minutes. He wanted to know who my brother was. He wanted to know what was his name, what did he enjoy, what was his favorite things. And he stayed there. He brought not only himself, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Hugh Shelton. He brought Janet Reno, the attorney general, to say that we're going to investigate and track down these terrorists and solve the problem. They were there with me. And so I took the principle away, is that whatever crisis happens in your organization, the leader needs to be there. So if you run a hospital and, you know, there's a tornado that runs through town, you got to be there for your staff. If your staff has to be there to triage and save lives, you need to be there to triage and save lives, the people who work in the organization. And that's the second president. And it was from that time, at the end of his presidency, that my life was completely different because of this terrorist attack. It really showed me some things that I wasn't aware of before about our government and about the world and all kinds of things. And Bill Clinton left office a month later, really 3 months later after that attack. And we didn't have the terrorists. We didn't have Osama bin Laden. We didn't know where he was. And so our family wanted more answers. And we wanted leaders to be authentic, to be accountable, and to engage us to find a solution. But the next administration, George W. Bush, made a decision that they weren't going to engage with us. And so for 11 months after the Cole attack, we couldn't get a return phone call from any leader in his administration. And it made us angry, it made us sad, and we all know what happened 11 months later. And it's because we didn't finish the job. We didn't investigate what happened with the USS Cole. And all of these leaders at the Justice Department will tell you in every book that is written now, had we investigated the USS Cole,
we would have known.
We would have mitigated some of 9/11. Not stopped it, maybe, but we would have known more than what we know.
Right.
And so the lesson I take away from that is that no matter whether you were in the job before or not, a leader always finishes the job.
Hmm.
Bill Clinton should have finished the job, and George Bush should have finished the job. And for 8 years, my family never, ever got the opportunity to talk to the president about what happened on the USS Cole for 8 years. Just kind of left us to the wolves, if you will. But what I learned from that is a lesson of how I should be as a leader. And as a leader, you have to be the person who not only serves but empowers and does your part to leave a legacy that's focused on people.
Thank you, Anton Gunn. Tomorrow, we look forward to talking to him about working in the Obama administration. That's Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Most Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather, and obviously reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, Sierra.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill, and you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, but you also talked about that this is a good first step, and I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said, but explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step. step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action we can take?
The key thing is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people. And eventually our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like in New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years.
The answer is yes. But we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in bitcoins as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is we're Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority, because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have a expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting, and he also, in his storied history helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the president of the United States back in 1996 and 2000, and primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting. When he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes, Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it. It's crazy how much it costs to run for president. Even now, so much more than then. And, you know, he had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax, I love the whole flat tax plan. And I said it there. He really convinced me about that, because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that, too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life. But I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still in taking the ball and moving it a step forward. I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny. He's a very witty guy. Listen to some of his stories about his father, Malcolm, and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like. And just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.